is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 1st of December, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who said, "To you, I'm an atheist. To God, I'm the loyal opposition." Woody Allen, Brooklyn, 1935, whose films include Bananas, Annie Hall, Manhattan, Everyone Says I Love You, and most recently, Whatever Works. It's the birthday of John Crowley, born on this day in Presque Isle, Maine, 1942. He started his career as an advertising writer, then started writing for historical documentaries, but best known as a fiction writer, author of what's called fantasy or science fiction. He lived in an apartment in Manhattan for many years, then moved to western Massachusetts, spent almost 10 years writing a novel about a man named Smokey Barnable from the city who moves to the country to marry Daily Alice Drinkwater and becomes part of a family that lives on the border between the world he knows and a world of fairies, an epic novel following several generations of the Drinkwater family, the novel Little Big, published in 1981. When the critic Harold Bloom was asked to write about the one book that changed his life, he mentioned Shakespeare and William Blake and Whitman and Dickinson, but the book he finally chose was Little Big. He said, "So perpetually fresh is this book, changing each time I reread it. It naturalizes and renders domestic the marvelous." Little Big. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle entitled Scrub, Dreams of Taking the Last Shot. 31 seconds on the clock. Coach is down on one knee, screaming at Tommy to get the ball across midcourt and call timeout. We're down by one. Timeout. In the huddle, Coach slaps Frank behind the head. "Look at this. Look. Now you, Frank, you get the ball to Jimmy. Frank, you hear me? Okay, now get the ball to Jimmy. Then, Frank, you break down the lane like you're going to get it back. Got it? Okay. Then, Jimmy, you look for Scrub, who'll be breaking out to the line after Frank goes by. Frank, you're going to screen Scrub's man. Okay, now, it's just the same as in practice. No different. No different. Just the same. And all Scrub can hear is this roar, this sense that the roof is opening and a train is tumbling slowly across the sky. He looks over at Jenny. She's shoving her fist toward the scoreboard and yelling, "Come on, Blue! Come on, Blue!" The horn sounds. They all reach in, grab Coach's hand. "Okay, okay, 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 okay." Frank tosses it into Jimmy, 28, 27, 26, 25. Jimmy dribbles left, back, right. His man presses close. Jimmy keeps the ball tight to his right side, keeps his left arm out. He holds his head high at an angle. 18, 17, 16, 15. He passes to Tommy. Tommy looks inside, fakes a pass, head fakes, tosses back to Jimmy. The train is rolling, the crowd, the clock. Jenny is shrieking, "Come on, come on, come on." 12, 11, 10. Jimmy's still dribbling. Coach is back down on his knee, clapping. "Okay, okay, okay." Frank cuts down the lane. Scrub fakes left, then starts for the line. Jimmy looks to his right, catches Scrub, opens. Scrub turns, fires. The last dance. "Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Good night." And Jenny cups her hand around Scrub's neck. A poem by Jack Riddle, Scrub, Dreams of Taking the Last Shot, from Losing Season, published by Cavan Carey Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.